In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Today's gospel is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, about the miraculous catch of fish. And this gospel today shows us one of the most common challenges that we have to deal with. And it's the frustration that we sometimes feel when we've been unable to accomplish something, despite our hard work, and yet how the Lord is able to help us if we will only obey Him. Peter just wanted to go out and catch fish, but the Lord had something else in mind. Now, Peter, James, and John had been out all night trying to, you know, catch some fish, but had not yet caught anything. And if anyone here has ever gone fishing, this has probably happened to you at one time or another. The fish were just not biting, and you didn't catch anything. However, these men were not just amateur fishermen, they were professionals. They'd been fishing their whole lives and knew just about all there was to know about catching fish. So this must have been extra frustrating for them. Nevertheless, they finally had to call it a night and come back to shore empty-handed. And then, while they were busy cleaning their nets, along comes Jesus, who asks Simon Peter to use his boat so that he can teach the people who are gathered on the shore. And after he finished instructing them, he suddenly turned to Simon Peter and told him to go back out into the deeper part of the water and cast his net to catch fish. And Peter tells Jesus that they have been working hard all night and have not caught anything. I'm sure we've all experienced something like this. We worked hard to accomplish something but just could not seem to get it done. No matter how hard we tried, we ran into one obstacle after another. Maybe we were trying to get into a particular college, or we're hoping to get hired by some company, and it just did not seem to work out. Sometimes when things don't go the way we want, we get frustrated and maybe even feel like giving up. It's quite possible that Simon Peter was having one of those kind of days. And now Jesus is telling him to go back out into the deep and try one more time to catch some fish. Peter has to make a choice now. Is he going to keep trying to do things his way and ignore Jesus? No one would blame him if he had told Jesus that he was too tired or that he did not think it was worth it to try again. But Peter agrees to do what the Lord said. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich once said regarding this that Simon did not yet know who Christ was. He just called him Master and gave him the respect that many others did. But he was still far from faith in Christ as Son of God and Lord. But out of respect for Christ as a good and wise teacher, he was willing to obey him and cast the net once again. God never rewards man's toil as greatly as he rewards an obedient heart. Peter's wholehearted obedience showed itself as being the greater in that he immediately put Christ's words into practice, even though he must have been tired out and sleepless and wet and short-tempered after a night of fruitless toil. His obedience was therefore quickly rewarded by Christ's mercy. And he caught such a haul of fish as he had never before seen in his life. Not only was Simon's boat filled, but James and John's as well, so that they were in danger of capsizing. Well, let's look at what happens next. Peter was astonished, for he knew that this catch of fish was not due to his own efforts, but rather was a miracle worked by Christ, and this shook him to the depths of his soul. And now Peter began to see his own sinfulness and unworthiness, and so he begged the Lord to depart from him. St. Nikolai notes that at first Peter had called Jesus Master, but now he calls Jesus Lord. This sense of one's own sinfulness in God's presence is like a precious jewel for the soul, and the Lord values this more than hymns of praise, because this humble recognition of sinfulness leads to repentance, and repentance leads to Christ, and Christ leads us to spiritual rebirth and renewal. This is the beginning of the path of salvation. Instead of departing from them as Peter had asked, Jesus said to him, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Brothers and sisters, the next time we find ourselves unable to accomplish what we set out to do, let's learn from this gospel account. Sometimes we may be so focused on what we are trying to achieve that we try to do things our way rather than God's way. As our Lord once said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Let this be our goal then. Glory be to our God.